The fastest hour in Montana radio continues. Call 866-627-5483 and join Montana's statewide radio talk show, Voices of Montana with Tom Schultz.
Got the old blue two-tone Ford out there in the parking lot with the Bogner for Congress banner on it. And Ken Bogner is with us here as well, Eastern District U.S. House candidate, as we welcome you back here for a Friday edition from Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana. Heard those phone numbers. And so feel free, 781-627-5483. And then call at 866-627-5483. Ken, I want to talk to you a little bit about baseball.
All right.
Because I understand, you know, military service, and then upon returning, you came back, help out with the family ranch there in the Miles City area. But you were coaching the Redbirds.
Yeah, Miles City Mavs.
Mavs.
We played against the Redbirds.
Oh, the Redbirds are from where?
Is that Lewistown?
Oh, my fault then.
Is that Lewistown?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're
it's
gonna
the
get some,
Mavs.
We're gonna
okay.
Get, yes, we're going to get some Lewistown callers.
Yeah, thank you. Good.
I did, yes. I returned home. Baseball is – I just really enjoy baseball and wanted to give back to the community. So I started as a Babe Ruth coach, and then I got hired as the Miles City Legion baseball coach during my first campaign, and we went to the state tournament. We won a game at the – state tournament. It was just a great experience. Played teams in Billings and Lewistown and Sydney and Glendive, and it's just such an Eastern Montana experience to travel around and play baseball games in summer heat.
It's a lot of fun. That sport is just it's I don't know, it's made for Eastern Montana summers, or you know, or late springs or whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, with the legislative session, had to stop coaching, but I'd like to get into it again someday when I retire.
Yeah. So what do you take from that then? I mean, being a mentor to kids and you know, stuff like that informs your public service, so to speak.
It does. You see the future right there of the state. And it really hits home that we need to make Montana home for these people, and they want to stay there and implement policies that make them feel that way and that they don't have to leave. We want them to stay. We want them to take over the farms and ranches and the small businesses in our community. And that's who's going to be, you know, that's going to be who the leaders in our community are. And we got to make sure that when they're young, they have mentors and that they are providing, you know, services to our communities when they get old enough.
So, again, you're seeking that Eastern District primary nod for the GOP. It's a very crowded race. Washington, D.C., we kind of talked about it a little bit. It has very much an impact on people, and it can change people. It can. There's different dynamics that you deal with there in Washington, D.C., and everything seems there's a lot of, pressure on your shoulders. How are you – are you aware of that? You know, we talked about corruption. You go into Washington, D.C. And try to filter out all the corruption. You know, you're gonna lose track of yourself, I guess, so to speak. What's your thought about how does Ken Bogner stay Montana, but and maybe even transform D.C. A little bit because of those values?
And I know D.C. is different from Helena, but this is what I heard going to Helena. You know, how do you stick to your values and your morals and your ethics? And I've gone to Helena, and I've held strong. This goes back to my upbringing in rural Montana and holding to your beliefs and your work ethic. And I've done that. And having served in the Marines, you know, I have experienced people attacking me. You know, I fought insurgents in Iraq, and I can fight what comes at me in D.C. And those experiences are what have made me the person in this race to protect our values here and not end up like a lot of other people who go to Congress that just don't care about the people that they're supposed to be serving.
What do you do for a living?
I started a small business to help veterans get employment in Montana. I contract with an organization called Vet Jobs. They're a nationwide organization. They help military veterans and their spouses get employment. And Montana is my area.
That's got to be rewarding.
It's such a good mission. It's important that we get military members as soon as they get out back into the workforce and having a purpose and giving back. And that's what they want. And to help them get right back on their feet when they get out is just very rewarding.
Abortion. That's an issue that, of course, Roe v. Wade. being overturned, and there's a constitutional amendment that they're gathering signatures on now in Montana that would put it right into our Constitution, a right to abortion. And I think a lot of people pushing back on that. But Ken Bogner, what's, you know, I thought a lot of people had made their mind up on abortion, but I think we're recognizing there's more lanes in that, so to speak, than we previously had thought. So this issue is, again, not an easy one to, you know.
And this is why I was glad to see that Roe v. Wade was overturned, because this should be a state's issue. I believe in federalism and that the states are supposed to be the one determining a policy. And in the state, I've voted for all the pro-life bills and will continue to do the same thing in D.C.
Same thing for some of those cultural bills as well. I know that you had addressed some of those in privacy rights in the state legislature.
Right. So this is very important to me and something I chose to work on because I knew we could get something done. Because it is a bipartisan issue. We all have data that we want as our own that we don't believe the government should be tracking and having a say.
Like my IQ? Yeah. I keep that to myself. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yes. But we don't want the government tracking if we got a vaccine or not, or if we went to the hospital, or if we bought a firearm. The government shouldn't know that. This isn't. We need to push back against Big Brother. And so I worked on a bill to keep the government from spying on its citizens with facial recognition surveillance, as well as a constitutional amendment that you may remember voting on the ballot that protects our electronic data and communications from illegal search and seizure from the government. This is another way to help protect our constitutional rights and freedoms, is through privacy. And these are really big, important bills that have gotten national recognition that we can, that I can take to Congress to make it so our rights are protected and our privacy, which is so important to us, especially in an age of increasing AI, and you know, we hear about TikTok and spying on our phones. We need to make sure that our privacy is protected.
And I heard you talk earlier. We were chatting earlier. You have an endorsement from Tom Holman, which I think speaks to this. The question is, you know, who is mentoring you? You got that from one of our staffers earlier as well. Who is mentoring Kenneth Bogner during this? Because you know, many advisors.
Yes, and with the southern border being the big issue right now, we have to get that secure. I got an endorsement from President Trump's former ICE director, Tom Holman. He was in charge of border enforcement and removal operations under Trump. He endorsed me as the candidate to secure the border, and he's an expert. He got the appointment from President Trump and has been helping me with, you know, talking through what the issues and how we best secure the border. And that is so valuable. Someone who lives it, experiences it, was a Trump appointee, is just so helpful. And we'll take that experience and knowledge to Congress once I get there.
How did you connect with him?
So I, being in the military, we have a lot of mutual connections. He's a big supporter of the military, saw that I was running, had mutual friends. We ended up connecting. And I asked him, you know, what's the best way to help secure the border? And we had really good conversation, and he offered to endorse me, and I obviously accepted it.
Yeah.
So it's been really great to have him on board and helpful.
What have you learned in this? Now, it's not over. I mean, you got the June primary, still 6 weeks to go. What have you learned in campaigning and talking with people?
This is what's been so great about driving around in the district in an old 66 Ford, is you get to have – you get to meet so many people, and people are upset. You know, they go to the grocery store, and it feels like they're paying double what it did just a couple years ago. And then they go get fuel, and it feels like the same thing. And then they go to work, and they see on TV that they're, or not maybe there, but a congressman is making millions of dollars while they're working hard and paying double for their stuff, while there's people who go to D.C. to get rich. And it doesn't feel right to them, and they're sick and tired of it. And then at the same time, you've got an open border, and we don't know who's coming into this country, but they're getting a free plane ticket. They're getting a debit card. They're getting a nice New York City hotel room. And people are upset and they want to change.
Ken Bogner again. It's kennethbogner.com for more information on that. Senate District 19 out of Miles City. That's changing that district itself a little bit. He's in between elections there. President pro temp currently for the Montana Senate and an Eastern District U.S. House Congressman. So let's go to public lands. You're probably, if you're out on the campaign trail, people are talking about grizzly bears and wolves and not being able to, you know, the multiple use of public lands. It seems like there's been more and more pressure from the administration to do things unilaterally and not through Congress and not even through a public process. I guess I'm expressing my frustration sometimes to you, Kenneth. But what are people saying about public lands? How do we make them efficient, protect them at the same time, and make them useful?
Well, the federal government needs to stop buying lands. And the closer to the people you are, the better the management is. So let the states manage these public lands. And you mentioned, you know, endangered species, right? We needed to list the grizzly bear. I supported the resolution and in the Senate to do that. We need to finally get that done in Montana. It's something that is past time that we've due, and I will be right there supporting that.
Is that one of the battles that you would pick then if you win this seat? Because you can't go into Washington, D.C. and just get involved in everything and think you're going to move the ball a lot. I mean, you kind of have to pick and choose a little bit. Have you thought about that? Is that one of the things that you'll be approaching and pushing back against in Washington?
Absolutely. We see that is an issue that people really care about in Montana, and I'm elected to represent Montanans. I want to do the border.
That's your number one issue.
Yeah, that's the number one is national security and securing the border. Yeah. Next is introducing a balanced budget amendment. We are $35 trillion of debt. Are you kidding me? We can't even comprehend that. We have to get that under control. And you mentioned earlier, we talked about earlier, is the corruption and the insider trading. People have to stop using Congress as a way to get rich. That's wrong.
Yeah. Taxpayer money for that. All right, we'll take a break and come on back and lightning round here. There's some things that you've done in Montana for the veterans as well. Regulations, parental rights, another thing that you worked on. And I'm going to look at this, and I think that'll give us an idea how you might govern if you win this this seat here for the U.S. House. Back with more State Senator Ken Bogner here today on Voices of Montana.
My Beef Checkoff Dollar funds websites like ChuckKnowsBeef.com.
For my Beef Checkoff Dollar, I get beef into Montana classrooms and teach children how to cook.
For my Beef Checkoff Dollar, I get beef promotion around the world.
My Checkoff Dollar pays for farm fairs and for education and places where young people can learn about the benefits of raising beef in Montana and the nutritional value.
Brought to you by Montana Beef Producers and Checkoff Dollars.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select AK System battery tool sets. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid on select AK System sets for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Have you heard about the exciting career opportunities with MSU Extension? If you're looking to make a positive impact on agriculture, families, youth, and local communities, a career in Extension may be right for you. MSU Extension is an equal opportunity employer, employing veterans and disabled, offering excellent benefits and a supportive work environment. Apply today, make a difference in your community tomorrow. Visit montana.edu/extension to explore your next employment opportunity. That's montana.edu/extension.
Ask any traveler. There's no other place in the world like the O'Hare Motor Inn. If your journeys take you to Charlie Russell country, stay where we do, right in downtown Great Falls. The modern Western hospitality of one of Montana's most famous motels. Great food at Clark and Louie's Pub and Grill and the legendary Sip and Dip Lounge. The O'Hare's unique Sip and Dip Tiki Lounge features a glass wall between the bar and the swimming pools, you can watch the mermaids swim while you sip your beverage. You've got to see it to believe it. The one-of-a-kind O'Hare Motor Inn in Great Falls.
I'm Jenny Stovall, born and raised in eastern Montana. I'm a fourth-generational Montanan rancher. As a community, we need to realize that we are all a human. We're not superhuman, and that it's okay to be sad some days or need help or ask for help, and that's why we're here, is to help each other. And we're secluded and we're isolated, and in order to keep our sanity, we need to help each other out. So if you know anyone that needs help, please send them to beyondtheweather.com for free counseling for farmers and ranchers.
Well, you want to talk about Montana values and the way Montanans would do it. This churches and taverns tour from Ken Bogner is probably not a bad way to go about that. Welcome back here. Voices of Montana, Tom Schultz alongside State Senator Ken Bogner with us here. He's on the ticket seeking that GOP primary nomination for the U.S. House. Congratulations again on that. Thanks for your service as well as throwing your hat in the ring. And it's real important. But when I saw that, the churches and taverns tour, I'm thinking, wow. I'm going to go to every one of those events, so to speak, and talk about that.
Yes. So, you know, you go through a small town in Montana and you really notice the taverns and the churches and thought it would be a great way to go out and meet the people of eastern Montana. I've done the taverns portion. Spent a day.
So have I.
Yeah, spent a day traveling to taverns in the area, started in Billings and worked my way south. Through Red Lodge and Columbus and Laurel and back in Billings. It was great to meet the people and in a setting that some of them know better than others. So some people feel comfortable there and they want to talk about issues over a beer.
Yeah.
And helps break that stiff feeling of, you know, sometimes you feel on the campaign trail and people are willing to open up and you can have those intimate conversations that a congressman should be having with the people.
Yeah, yeah. I've always said that too, that, you know, they should be getting out and doing those sorts of things after being elected.
Absolutely.
As well as being, you know, before being elected. This goes so fast. It is the fastest hour in radio. There's some things here to throw out and talk about, but I don't have enough time to get to them. So just make that last minute and a half pitch here, Ken.
Yeah, we talked a lot about the experience I have. I want to talk about an election integrity bill I passed this last session that prevents fraud by making all precincts subject to post-election audit.
Yes.
As well as some Second Amendment protection bills I've had that prevent red flag laws, but also help with mental health for veterans. Very proud of those. But I'm the only candidate in this race that has both the military service and can help tackle those national security issues like securing the border, as well as the legislative experience to get something done on day one. We talked a lot about those over the last hour, and I really will take those to Congress. We need these. We need that experience, and I'm the candidate to do that.
The campaign trail, it continues on. The primary election, I think they're mailing those ballots out in a couple of weeks, aren't they?
Soon. So, yeah. I want to say May 10th,
okay.
I believe.
Yep, and that's
That's just a few weeks away.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it goes so fast. Thank you again, and good luck to you. You know, How's that Ford running?
It's running good. AC, but it's running good.
Well, no AC. Well, it's still spring around here.
Yeah, haven't
well.
Needed it yet.
Yeah, yeah, nice. The windows are still working.
Yes, they
it,
do.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be really cool. Hey, Ken, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you for having me in.
All right, you guys have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
You've been listening to Voices of Montana. Comments and opinions heard are those of the host or callers and not necessarily those of this station, sponsors, or Northern News Network. Join us Monday through Friday at 9:06 for Voices of Montana.